Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge masih bersama Vena dan juga Ari. Sekarang saatnya informasi dari dunia hiburan bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Yang ditunggu-tunggu datang juga Batman dan Superman dalam film Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice.
You're gonna go to war. That's brought the war to us. You know you can't win this. It's suicide.
Wah, seru ya. Apalagi ada superhero lainnya dari DC Comic yang juga akan hadir di film ini seperti Wonder Woman, Aquaman, dan The Flash. Nah, sekarang kita ketemu aja dulu dengan para aktor di balik film ini. Yang pertama, Bruce Wayne. Maksudnya Ben Affleck. Yang menjadi Bruce Wayne alias Batman. Apa sih tantangan terbesar yang dirasakan oleh Ben Affleck dalam bermain film ini?
The biggest challenge going into it was the sort of daunting aspect of playing a character who's got such a fixed place in people's minds already. You know, people's expectations. I think that was the biggest challenge. I didn't get to create the character. I had to, sort of recreate something and hope that it fit into people's our idea of who Batman was already, and hope that they would accept my nuances.
Ben Affleck mengaku kalau tantangan terbesar baginya adalah memerankan karakter superhero yang sudah kuat terbenam di benak semua orang, sehingga ia harus bisa memenuhi harapan dari penontonnya. Sementara kalau bagi Henry Cavill, persiapan khusus yang dilakukannya untuk kembali bermain sebagai Clark Kent alias Superman adalah
the idea behind Superman for me in preparation doesn't really change from movie to movie, but with this one in particular it was having to work doubly hard in the gym because I knew I was going up against Ben and Batman, and so with that I had to make sure that I was a fair match.
Bagi Henry Cavill, ada satu hal yang justru menjadi fokus utamanya dalam mempersiapkan diri untuk kembali bermain sebagai Man of Steel, yaitu persiapan fisik. Latihan di gymnya lebih keras katanya, karena dia tidak mau kalah dengan Ben Affleck sebagai Batman. Semua orang sangat antusias untuk menyaksikan kehadiran Batman, Superman, serta Wonder Woman dalam satu film, termasuk sutradaranya sendiri, Zack Snyder.
True, you get caught up in the sort of the technical part of it, right? And you forget that it's historical, you know, to see Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman in a single moment standing there. You know, for me, a bit of a dork, you know, I was like, that's kind of the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Nah, waktu Ben Affleck ditanya, menurutnya mana yang lebih kuat, apakah Superman atau Batman? Ben bilang,
just started out with Batman and Superman. Obviously, Superman would win because he's an alien, he's invulnerable, and Batman is just a human. But in the story, you'll see there are various reasons why their powers are, you know, evened out a little bit and made more equal. And then it's a question of, I don't want to say character, but grit and determination, and then it's a surprise in the movie, so you have to go see.
She with you?
I thought she was with you.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Jangan lupa untuk terus mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge.
Jangan lupa untuk melihat berita terbaru dari VOA Executive Lounge di Facebook kami, VOA Rantau, dan Twitter di @VOA Rantau, juga Instagram di VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, kami pamit dulu. Saya Fena Diliana Sari.
Dan saya Aryono Arifin mengucapkan terima kasih banyak untuk perhatian Anda. Sampai ketemu lagi di VOA Executive Lounge.
Success with you all the way. Bye.